views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss, is a show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Now here's your host, Catherine Moss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Coming Clean Radio. My name is Catherine Arati Moss. I'm your host, and this is The Art of Transparency. My hope for this show is that it provides a resource for women in recovery, anyone who wants to step out from the shadow of their life and start living on purpose and start living the way that you really want to without being held down or pulled back from by yourself or anyone else. So it really is, I love living on purpose and doing what you are meant to do. I hope this can inspire you and, you know, give you some courage, and also know that you're not alone. So, because this is a show about women who have suffered from addiction in any of its forms. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be or drugs or alcohol. It can be anything that you're struggling from and you want to come clean with. And it's really starting to realize your truth and to live that truth. So I became sober in 2012, at the end of 2012, and I made a promise to myself that I wanted to live completely transparently, and I wanted to use my story as a reference for other women, because I don't subscribe to anonymity, being anonymous. I am very open. I have a lot of guests on the show who are also so courageous and so open and willing to share what they've experienced for other women to help them. And I don't think that you really even have to be a former addict to get something out of the show. Because if it's not an addiction, we all have something that's holding us back, that's not allowing us to fully blossom, if you will. So, I mean, what I was saying is, on my sober journey, I no longer wanted to lie or hide or pretend that something, that I was something that I wasn't, because that was something that I did all the time. And I was never truthful with myself. I never really knew how I felt about anything. And spent a long time living in fear. I'm not saying that that's all gone now, but I'm starting to confront that and live my life the way that I want to live. So today, I have guests on the show, and today I am flying solo once again. And I wanted to do this for a while, to talk about some books that I have found very inspiring. And I want to start to talk about a book in particular. I'm starting to fumble on my words. One book in particular called Many Roads, One Journey, Moving Beyond the 12 Steps by Charlotte Davis Castle, PhD. This book is incredible. It's been so revolutionary for me. It's really inspired. And I have to say, I'm going to go there. It's changed my life. It really has. And I haven't had Charlotte on the show. I've been in contact with her. I know she's a very busy woman, and I would love to have her on the show. She doesn't know that I'm talking about it right now, and it's not that I've been asked to talk about this book. I just find it so, so, so inspiring, and I'm not even done with it yet. So, this book talks about, like it says, moving beyond the 12 steps. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe you're done there. Maybe you want to do something else. And she also talks about the 16 steps, which is an alternative to the 12 steps. And I think it's really wonderful that there is even an option, you know, that we're given options now in recovery, especially as women, that some of us turn to other programs thinking, okay, well, this is all I know. Well, there are other options. And I think it's important to know that you have choices. So when you're beginning, you got sober and you're looking for support, just know that there are a lot of options. And Charlotte Castle and the 16 steps is something that you can explore if you're interested. So in the book, she believes, like in her opinion, that addiction is something deeper than what we learn in our family systems, but it's rather something that's really embedded in our culture due to the patriarchy and hierarchy. So it's something that living in our culture today, and especially being maybe someone marginalized, that addiction is, of course, the way of coping with that pain. I think that a lot of people can really, really resonate with the 16 steps. When I read them the first time, I was just like, felt like coming home. I'm like, yes, this is what I've been looking for. And she talks a lot about in the book, she references a woman, another writer, a theologian and feminist, Mary Daly, who you may be familiar with. And she talks a lot about, you know, kind of re-examining the words that we use and that we say that we're in recovery. And to recover something, I mean, literally, it means to discover it, you know, recover. Recover is to get better again. But when you recover something, it literally means that we're covering it again, I would say. And that she says this as well in her book, that we're, you know, like we're covering something over again to be well again. However, it seems more, and as she points out in the book, that it's more uncovery. And I'm paraphrasing here. You can read this about this yourself in the book if you choose to. But if we uncover, we're pulling away everything that's been like kind of all over, you know, and been made clouding the picture, or, you know, taking away what's not needed to get to the essence and the fundamental of everything. Tommy Rosen also talks about discovery instead of recovery, because we're, you know, really discovering more about ourselves and uncovering and discovering. And I love that. And I love, it's not really a reclaiming of a word, but it's just reexamining the words that we use, and they really don't make sense. So I think that this was from her book, Mary Daly's book, Gyne, and then so it's GYN/ecology. I have not read this book. It looks very interesting. So Charlotte Castle also wrote a book called Women, Sex, and Addiction. And this is a book about women and sex addiction and also codependency. And I was looking, I came upon this book by chance as I was looking up some information on sex addiction. And you really can't find a whole lot about women and sex addiction on the internet. It's either the wives of the sex addicted men or Christian sex addict sites and stuff like that. And so I really wasn't finding anything that I wanted. And then I came across that book and I started reading it, and I came across this other book about the 16 steps, Many Roads, One Journey. And then I also was told yesterday, or a few days ago, when I recorded the show with Candace Plator, she talked about the workbook of Yes, You Can. And this is a book that's on how to go about the 16 steps and how to do that if you want to create your own group. So I'm going to take a break. And before I take a break, I want to tell you about two other books that I've been looking at. And then we're going to take a break and talk about the 16. I'm going to read you the 16 steps. So another book that I am taking a recovery coaching training at the moment, and have come across so many great books. One of them is which called Seeking Safety by, and I'm going to say her name wrong, Lisa Najavitz. So it's Najavitz, Najavitz, I believe. So Seeking Safety, I've been looking into this book. I have not read it yet. Normally take on too many books at once. So I'm trying to stop that and read and focus on one thing at a time. So if you, Seeking Safety is a book, and it's also a wonderful website. If you, I believe it's seekingsafety.com or .org. If you Google it, you'll find it. So Seeking Safety, and I'm reading this off the website, Seeking Safety is an evidence-based, present-focused counseling model to help people attain safety from trauma and or substance abuse. It directly addresses both trauma and addiction, but without requiring clients to delve into the trauma narrative, detailed account of disturbing trauma memories, thus making it relevant to a very broad range of clients and easy to implement. So this is a lot about seeking safety after experiencing trauma and or substance abuse in your life. And I think that this idea of safety has really come up for me. And it's been something that I think is really important. And I don't often feel safe in a lot of places. And I think that a lot of addicts can agree with this. And I really believe that hatha yoga and a practice of yoga can implement that, feeling safe once again in your physical body. Because we have to work on all three levels, the physical, emotional, and spiritual. And a yoga practice is wonderful for sending that information to the body, like, hey, we're safe now, and starting to release the trauma. I don't know anything about this. It looks really interesting. If someone has read the book or wants to read it, you know, let me know. And I would be really interested in hearing about that. So we are going to take a break. And when I come back, I am going to read the 16 Steps by Charlotte Castle. So yeah, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rally has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that thrives. Whether you want to increase your business's success or create a more engaged, unified workforce, Claudette can help. We cannot thrive in a toxic environment. Learn how to create change with cultural brilliance and Claudette Rally. To learn more or to work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRally.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Coming Clean Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Aratimas. This is the Art of Transparency on Transformation Talk Radio. So today I've been sharing with you a few of my favorite books, some books that have been really, really influential so far in my recovery. So I was talking about Many Roads, One Journey, Moving Beyond the 12 Steps by Charlotte Davis Castle. And this book is really, really, I would even go as far to say it's changed my life. I'm not even done with it yet, and I'm really, really loving it. And I wanted to read for you the 16 steps. So here they are. Number one, we affirm we have the power to take charge of our lives and stop being dependent on substances or other people for our self-esteem and security. Alternative, we admit we were out of control with/powerless over blank, but have the power to take charge of our lives and stop being dependent on substances or other people for our self-esteem and security. Two, we come to believe that God/the goddess/universe/great spirit/higher power awakens the healing wisdom within us when we are open ourselves to that power. Three, we make a decision to become our authentic selves and trust in the healing power of the truth. Four, we examine our beliefs, addictions, and dependent behavior in the context of living in a hierarchical, patriarchal culture. Five, we share with another person and the universe all those things inside of us for which we feel shame and guilt. Six, we affirm and enjoy our strengths, talents, and creativity, striving not to hide these qualities to protect others' egos. Seven, we become willing to let go of shame, guilt, and any behavior that keeps us from loving ourselves and others. Eight, we make a list of people we have harmed and people who have harmed us and take steps to clear out negative energy by making amends and sharing our grievances in a respectful way. Nine, we express love and gratitude to others and increasingly appreciate the wonder of life and the blessings we do have. We continue to trust our reality and daily affirm that we see what we see, we know what we know, and we feel what we feel. 11, we promptly acknowledge our mistakes and make amends when appropriate, but we do not say we are sorry for things we have not done, and we do not cover up, analyze, or take responsibility for the shortcomings of others. Amen. 12, we seek out situations, jobs, and people that affirm our intelligence, perceptions, and self-worth, and avoid situations or people who are hurtful, harmful, or demeaning to us. 13, we take steps to heal our physical bodies, organize our lives, reduce stress, and have fun. 14, we seek to find our inward calling and develop the will and wisdom to follow it. 15, we accept the ups and downs of life as natural events that can be used as lessons for our growth. 16, we grow in awareness that we are interrelated with all living things and we contribute to restoring peace and balance on the planet. So those are the 16 steps by Charlotte Castle. And I am, she doesn't know that I'm talking about this. I would love to have her on the show. I know that she's busy. So I'm not being told to promote this book or anything. It's just been, I just really, really love these steps. If you're just loving them and you feel resonating with them. And if you'd like to be a part of a 16-step group, you can go on Charlotte Castle's website, and she does have a list of groups that are happening across the United States and Canada. If you are interested and can't find one, let me know. I am starting a online 16-step group in the future. So let me know, inquire with me if this is something that really speaks to you. I would really be interested in hearing your thoughts on this. What I really love is number 10, especially, we continue to trust our reality and daily affirm that we see what we see, we know what we know, and we feel what we feel. I mean, how powerful is that? You know, it's basically affirming, you know, hey, like your experience and your truth means something and it matters, you know, and we are taught not to trust in how in our own experience. And this is really giving us power and power into our experience, and what we have to say is important. And that really reminds me of another woman, and her name is Louise LeBrun, and you can Google her. She has done some really amazing work with Well Systems. So I think 2 years ago I went to Nova Scotia and did a 5-day, I guess you would say like a class or a seminar, or I don't know what it was called, but it was, so basically it was called Decloaking and Living Authentically. And I got to all the way to Nova Scotia. I live in Switzerland. I took off 5 days and was just randomly going to Nova Scotia. It didn't really make any sense. And it was just us, five women in a room having a different kind of conversation, a really, really truthful conversation. I really can't say any more than that. I don't really know what happened. All I know is that I haven't really been the same ever since. It was kind of a first step into, you know, really living and realizing the truth of my being, the truth of my experience. And when I got back to work, everyone was like, how was your trip? I'm like, I don't know. I couldn't really explain it to people, and they really didn't understand what I was saying. So that's also something that's really worthwhile looking into. There's a lot of great resources. Another book is, and many of you might be familiar with this already, Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. I'm also reading this book at the moment, and I really resonate with his message. And this is a communication style that's based on love and meeting each other's needs. All humans have the same needs, to be heard and to be loved. And it's based on, and is really inspired by Gandhi and the work that his peaceful resistance to the British in India. And nonviolent communication is really, first, in a nutshell, I'm still learning about it, but it's observing what's going on around you, observing the situation without evaluation, just observing the facts, and then tuning into the feelings that you have, the true feelings that you're feeling. What are those feelings? And then experiencing, what are your needs? How are your needs not being met in this situation that's challenging? And the last step is to making requests other than demands, but you're requesting what your needs are. So it's just so powerful, and I really, really resonate with that. So in recovery, I believe, and going over all of these books and going over the 16 steps, it's important that we all create our own programs of recovery and not allow other people to tell us what to do or other people to tell us we need to do X, Y, Z and stay in something. You are in charge of your own recovery, and you can create that. And you can bring in elements, all kinds of elements. You know, for me, I needed the element of community. I feel like that's really important for a lot of people. And I isolate normally. That's my default. And so I really need to reach out to people in person, calling on the phone, texting, and bring in meditation and yoga and meeting with people and therapy, coaches, all kinds of stuff, and reading really inspiring works like Charlotte Castle's books. So, and lately, even though it's several years in, from 2012 until now, almost 4 years, stuff is coming up that hasn't come up before. And I don't think that I was ready to deal with such issues, you know, and trauma. And it's coming up now, and I think that I'm ready, and I have a strong enough program in place that, you know, and I've learned a lot that I can start to slowly unpack it, you know, because I think it was kind of lurking in the murky water, and then it floated up, floating down, and now I'm ready to really to tackle that. And it's good that I have, you know, the choices, and I have a program, like I said, that's really strong to help me to do this. I think in the past I would have just tried to deal with it and felt alone that, you know, I'm struggling with this and it's something that everyone has to do, or maybe not. And it's just something that you're quiet about and you suffer through, but I don't have to suffer through it. I can talk to people about it, and I can get help. I can ask for help, or just sometimes I just text people and say, "Hi, I'm having a feeling and I need to get through these feelings." You know, and I've built those relationships with people that they can say that kind of thing to me. I can say that with them. Hey, I'm having some strong feelings right now, and I need to express them. This is how I'm feeling. And that's, I think that's so, so powerful. So those are the books that I recommend and that are really, really monumental for me right now. And I'm just really loving them right now. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I am going to continue conversation about recovery and sober living. So stay tuned.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, "What am I?" Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Coming Clean Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Arati Moss, and this is the Art of Transparency. So telling it like it is. I love doing that. So talking with you today about the 16 steps. And once again, if you feel you resonate with those 16 steps, please give me a contact me and let me know. I'd be really interested in you know, hearing what you think. Also reminding you, I am on iTunes. If you look up my name, Catherine Moss, you'll find me and you'll find the show. And you can visit my website, catherinemoss.com. And I have a lot of videos, yoga and meditation, free for download, if you're interested. So if you like the show on iTunes, and please leave a review. I know that it's weird with iTunes. You need reviews for people to find the show. So that would really help out. Another thing that I wanted to talk about today is something about perfectionism. And I always thought that I never thought I was a perfectionist. And I would think about, you know, other people who were perfectionists. And I felt like I couldn't relate to someone who was such a perfectionist and had to do everything very detailed. And I felt that people who were overly, who behaved like that were just like out of touch. And I don't know, I just never thought of myself as, okay, you know, things have to be perfect, because I never thought things had to be perfect. Things are what they are. And I'm not a perfectionist. However, I kind of feel like it's perfectionism. Who, me? Really? I am? And I'm thinking a little bit more about it. And I'm often, this is the situation that I'm in, that often I'll be afraid of doing something and, or having, creating fake, false, unrealistic expectations of myself and believing that other people are holding those expectations for me. And I feel really afraid to do even things that I love. And it can even be teaching in front of a class. So feeling that nervousness and fear, it goes into fear of not being absolutely perfect and fear of not being accepted and not having, you know, the approval from other people right away. And for a long time, I sought the approval, because the approval wasn't coming from within me. It was coming from with, you know, outside of me, from other people. I desperately needed people to tell me, oh, you're great. You're, you know, great job. Or you're so cool. You know, whatever. I really needed people to constantly be telling me these things. And it's obviously a sign of insecurity. So even though these things that I really enjoy doing, I was just so fearful. Because I was afraid that I wouldn't be perfect. And if I'm not perfect, then I won't receive the approval and acceptance and love. And so when I think of that, the need that it's not being met is I don't feel safe in this situation, which goes back to safety. You know, I feel scared. It's not a safe environment, because I could, you know, people might not accept me and approve of what I'm doing. But the reality is, like, no one is looking for perfection. I'm not looking for perfection in other people. So why do I think that I need to be perfect? We're not perfect. And maybe we can go about it in a way of celebrating our imperfection and going into doing something that's really scary and be like, you know what, I'm going to go do this imperfectly. because I am not going to be perfect. So this is kind of a new thing for me because I never thought of myself as a perfectionist and like, that's not me. But I put such strong expectations on myself to be something that I think people want me to be when really they don't. And, you know, it's just to let that go will be really, really freeing. I know that. It's just getting over the fear of everything. And of course, a lot of people say that addiction is a fear of life. It's just like you're so like frozen in fear and can't. And there are times when you're in, you know, you can't even step out in the door or do things that other people might find trivial. You can't do it. You know, you're just frozen in fear and fear starts to control your life. But you know what? When, like they say, when courageous people aren't afraid, courageous people do things anyway. So that's what I try to do, that I just push myself. You know, I'm scared. It, you know, fear can be helpful sometimes if it's not obsessive. So, you know, you're afraid, you do it anyway. You just kind of, sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm scared. Okay, I'm going to do it anyway. And it happens. And I'm that much farther to being, you know, living the life that I really want. And because I just really want, like anyone, no one wants to live in fear. You want to live from a place of love. And, so it's like a prison, you know, you're not free if you're in constant state of fear and anxiety. It's not happy, joyous, and free. It's imprisoned and it's scary and it's just not what I want with my recovery. So it all goes back to safety. You know, and this is kind of where I thought that this other book would be very interesting, the seeking safety in post-trauma, you know, like after in our recovery, depending on, you know, the trauma that you've had, it could be quite intense. And this feeling of never really feeling safe ever since childhood and up into adulthood and always looking for that. And we all want to feel safe. So, like I said, after addiction, we're all seeking some type of safety. And so we seek safety and recovery in our spiritual practice and emotionally, but we also need to do this physically. I had Nikki Myers on the show, and she was talking about somatic work, that the issues, you know, are in the tissues of the body, that we hold that. We hold those stories there. And we have to allow the body to release those, you know, give it the chance to release it. Hatha yoga is a wonderful way to do this, to kind of reinforce that feeling of safety within the physical body and in the tissues, to let yourself relax and to reset your nervous system. And yeah, so Hatha yoga practice is wonderful for this. Meditation is also wonderful for that. And it can really be helpful on the nervous system, as I said. And also something called yoga nidra. And yoga nidra means yogic sleep. So this is a wonderful practice. And it's normally, and I have a guided yoga nidra on my website. You can just download it and listen to it for women in recovery that I wrote and recorded. And so basically your guided relaxation, and it's a exploration of the whole body and going into a state of relaxation that's in between. So you're conscious, but you're not sleeping. You're dreaming, but you're not sleeping. So it's this like kind of the deepest rest you can get, or the deepest state of rest you can get without being asleep. Some people do fall asleep and that's fine. But I've guided this in classes and people do report saying that they were awake, yet they were in a dreamlike state. And I know that whenever I've practiced yoga nidra, even for a little bit before bedtime, I always wake up feeling so rested. And I've also heard that 4 hours of yoga nidra can, no, I'm sorry, 1 hour of yoga nidra is like 4 hours of sleep. I don't know if that's true. So if you're interested in this, this is something that we can do to reset the nervous system and calm the mind, calm the body. I have this on my website, a free download, or you can also go on YouTube and just Google yoga nidra and you can find it anywhere there. It could be really, really helpful in bringing this sense of safety into the physical body on the path of healing. So I'm going to take another break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about meditation. Maybe you are a meditator. Maybe you're interested in meditation. A meditation can be a wonderful supplement, like a part of your recovery. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how you can bring the meditation into your daily life and your recovery practice. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
I'm back, everyone. This is Coming Clean Radio. I am your host, Catherine Arati Moss. So today we're talking about the 16 steps and meditation. So as I said, meditation can be a wonderful part of your recovery. And I think that if you're thinking about, you know, a little bit more maybe about what meditation can do for you, or, you know, what it's all about, I think that the first thing that we can think about is why meditate at all. So for me, it's given me a lot of even-mindedness. I've gotten rid of a lot of anxiety, depression, addiction, of course, and some phobias. So it's not like I'm saying that addiction can, I'm sorry, that that meditation can fix all of your problems. However, it really helps to provide you some space to find those solutions for yourself. So think about maybe why you want to meditate. Really think about what this can do for you. And so because creating a new habit has to be justified and important to you. So really, really thinking about this can be really helpful and make it more concrete in your life. And so I'd like to say that meditation, you know, really isn't spacing out or sleeping or, you know, seeing visions or, you know, sitting in white in a lotus posture. And it's also not a religion or a sect. And it's pretty mainstream these days anyway. So it's, I like to say that meditation is a focused, active, inward activity when all of your senses are turned off and your heart is open. And it's a union with yourself. You know, I started to meditate because I just wanted to make, I wanted to know how I felt. I didn't really know about these kinds of things, and I wanted to make more sense of the world around me. So for a meditation practice, what I practice is really allowing my body to be relaxed. So I find a comfortable sitting position. Maybe it's comfortable for you to sit in a chair, or maybe it's comfortable for you to sit on the floor, or maybe if you do have any back problems or extreme discomfort lying on the back. I recommend sitting. However, if it's not possible, then laying on your back, because sometimes when we lay down, we go to sleep. So I would recommend, if you're going to start a meditation practice, finding an area in your house where you can spend some time there and create your own little space. And in a sitting position, if you're sitting on the floor, it might be helpful to find a cushion and to raise your hips higher than your knees. And that'll be more comfortable, and keeping the back nice and relaxed. And if you're sitting on a chair, having the back straight, feel relaxed, and knees hip distance apart, feet on the floor. So we have relaxation, and then a concentration technique, and then expansion. So that's a three-part pack practice. Relaxation and concentration is like the getting there of a meditation session, and the expansion is like being there. So if you think about, you know, you're preparing a meal in relaxation and concentration, and then in expansion, you get to eat the meal, you know, so you're preparing yourself, because sometimes it's hard just to sit down and start and going into like meditation. So in relaxation, I'm going to give you two breathing techniques that you can practice at home. And the first one is a tense and relaxed breath. So it goes like this. So you double inhale through the nose, you tense your whole body, and then you double exhale through the mouth. So it sounds like this. Tensing the whole body and double exhaling through the mouth. So I think I said that right. Double inhaling through the nose, tense, double exhale through the mouth. So I do that about three times, and that just allows the body to get relaxed and you release tension in the body that most of us hold. So practicing that, the tense and relax, and then measured breathing. And measured breathing is breathing in through the nose for, let's say, six counts, holding the breath for six counts, and then exhaling through the nose for 6 counts. So it's measured breathing or triangle breathing because all the inhalation, the hold, and the exhalation is all the same count. So if you find that 6 is too long, you can do 4. Or if you find that 6 is too short, you can do 8. You can do any amount as long as they're all equal. And this is wonderful, and it brings the focus inward. So after you do the tense and relax for, I'd say, 3 rounds, measured breathing for 6 rounds, then breathe normally and sit quiet for just a few minutes, watching the breath. And, you know, meditation at this point doesn't need to be complicated. It can be, you know, you've done your breathing exercises, and then you're just sitting there, finding your inner space, feeling grounded, and getting curious about the breath. So allowing the inhalation and exhalation to go in and out, and not controlling it, just watching the breath and being curious about it, imagining that this is the breath of somebody else. So I'm going to leave you with one quote, and that is, "Joy is within you, and meditation is the key to finding that joy and making it a permanent part of your life." So I know that meditation has brought a lot of joy to me in my life. And I hope that, you know, that you can start a practice if you haven't already, and share with me how it's going, how you like those breathing techniques. And I'll share a little more techniques as we go on in my next episodes. So thanks a lot for tuning in today. I want to remind you of website KatherineMoss.com. If you find the 16 steps interesting, please contact me and let me know if you're interested in that. So thank you very much for tuning in today. Please join me every Tuesday at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific time. I'll see you back here next time. Thank you.
You've been listening to Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Katherine Moss. Join Katherine and countless other women in recovery stepping into their truth and supporting one another, living life on purpose. Tune in each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit the archives at ComingCleanRadio.com.